Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Sinai in Egypt. A recent massacre of Coptic Christians by Islamic radicals is of much concern, especially because of the coming demographic time bomb. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment to give us more information behind this lead story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A massacre took place in the desert there in the Sinai.
What we now know from recent reports, the Christians on that bus were taken out one by one by the ISIS terrorists and asked if they were Christians, and then said, "Do you renounce your faith and want to profess your belief as a follower of Muhammad?" And they said no. Each and every one of them said no, and then they were shot in the head by ISIS. So they were clearly murdered because of their Christian faith and because they refused to renounce it.
You understand what the philosophy of Islam is. People that are eavesdropping on this conversation, you'd better, because a recent Pew report, which keeps track of what's happening, the trends around the world, said that Islam will overtake Christianity as the number one religion in the world. They're going to continue to gain power in the population expansion of the Islamic world. This is not a good report, is it, Ken?
Well, Jimmy, we're facing a demographic time bomb here, and it's been underway for some time. You know, I lived in France for many, many years, and you could see the gradual increase of the Muslim population. As French women had fewer babies and Muslim immigrants had more, they rapidly expanded. Now you have cities which are over 50% Muslim in France. Brussels in Belgium is close to 50% Muslim. This does not bode well because the Muslim groups who are politicized, the political Muslims, those who are practicing political Islam, and there are many in Europe, do not seek to cooperate with the Europeans, do not accept European values of tolerance and of freedom, and they are seeking to impose Sharia law on Europeans. So this is going to be a cultural and political conflict going forward, a demographic time bomb.
Ken Timmerman with details behind the lead story for today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. At the foundation of the Islamic faith is the responsibility to convert the world to accept Islam as their religion and then line up under its dictates as found in their holy book, the Quran. This will result in the world converting to Islam or dying. Islam wants world domination and Islamic kingdom in our world today. This is the eschatology, or the view on the end times, of the Islamic faith. Islam, from this day forward, will fight to make this happen unless they are stopped. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 through chapter 39, verse 6 says that God will stop Islam from controlling the entire world. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...